Okay, now, one of the things... Oh, good afternoon. It's November 11th, 2009, Armistice Day. One of the things I've been wondering about, and I wonder if you ever wonder about it too, if you're on the Twitter, like I know I am, you get these people that you follow and that are following you, and do you ever wonder, like, how did I wind up following this person? You know, what's the deal? At one point, there was some reason to follow that person, but you might have forgotten. Well, such as something's happened to me. Something's happened to me, and I'm trying to make sense of it. And it all kind of comes back to David Lynch, the filmmaker. Now, I know why I followed him, and this is the verified account. It's the real David Lynch. It's not the fake one. But he did a tweet this weekend in which it was two tweets, one after the other. The first one sort of alluded to the fact, or not the fact, but his suggestion, that there might very well be these sort of forces or something out there that's beyond human power to comprehend and that actually can intercede in this physical dimension and sort of change things, the sort of all-knowing power. Magic, if you will, something kind of like magic, right? Then his next tweet was that humans might be able to figure out how to get this force to intercede in affairs here in this dimension, here in this world. Some humans can probably get access to that ability. But David Lynch doesn't recommend it. He thinks that it might cause some problems. So I was intrigued with that, and I paraphrased the two of them into one single tweet. It was kind of hard to get it down to 140 characters. I think I did pretty good with it, though, and I tweeted it. Retweet, RT, David Lynch, blah, blah, blah. Then I left the computer. It was Saturday. Came back about an hour later, and there was a message to me from Radio 23 commenting that this person had retweeted the same David Lynch quote. So this is the sort of the weirdness that I'm thinking about, that I have in my mind, that here's this Radio 23 and I saw the same David Lynch tweet at the same time, and we both decided to paraphrase it and retweet it. How about that? But then I got to thinking, who in the heck is this Radio 23, and why am I following him? So I did a little searching, and it turns out that Radio 23, it's radio23.org, and this is a guy who's, I think, based in Portland, Oregon right now, who is bringing together radio, streaming radio, DJs, and people who want to do a radio show all over the world, and he's sort of making it happen through a streaming facility that he has. Pretty cool stuff, I think. So that's one of the other sort of neat things about this whole Twitter social media type thing, that you just get reminded of these people that you've come across in the past, and you might have forgotten why, but you might just take David Lynch advising us not to use magic to bring us back into touch with that. So pretty good. I happened to listen to one of the shows on Radio 23 this weekend. The name of the show is I Will Not Return Your Records. The host is a woman named Lori, who's in Montreal, Canada. The show, in a word, it's awesome. You got to check it out. It's really good. Really good stuff. Well, I think that's about it for me. Just, keep checking these things out. The connections are there. If you're fortunate enough to find them or bump into them. So I'll just keep riding the escalator down. I'm headed to someplace else for now. And I'll thank you for listening. And we'll talk again. Hopefully. So long.